Hey guys, Tim here with another bite of the day. So today, as I was roaming the mall looking for a power adapter for my MacBook Pro, I stumbled upon the Acer Aspire S3 at Netcom. It's basically Acer's Ultrabook. It's a 13-inch Ultrabook, thin and light, similar to the MacBook Air. Good, decent performance with a Core i5 processor, 4 gigs of RAM. It has a combination 300 gigabytes of hard disk drive, combined with 20 gigabytes of SSD. So the SSD is basically there to speed up, resume and standby. The startup times were, I think, relatively normal. I think it's because of the hard disk drive. But when you put it on standby, basically when you close the lid, it goes to sleep in about 7 seconds. When I tested it, and when you lift up the lid, by the time it was at a viewable angle, it was on already. So that's where you see the SSD in action, so that when you open the lid, it straight away starts up and it's pretty quick, so that you can work straight away. I think specs-wise, it's very similar to a MacBook Air. You have your webcam. It has also actually I think an SD card slot that I saw. HDMI, USB. Sadly, there's no USB 3.0, so you won't get super fast speeds if you have USB 3.0 drives. There was a combined headset port similar to the MacBook Air, which is used for both a headset as well as a headphones. It's going for 1,778, the guy told me. So if you're taking that into account, the MacBook Air 13-inch is selling at AV for 1,728 cash price and 1,800 or 1,800 normal price. So if that's the case, usually Acer likes to compete on price, and in this case, they don't really make there's not really a much of a price differential. So it's not something that I guess I would fully recommend. A few things I did note. Obviously, you're going to get a larger hard disk space with the S3 compared to a MacBook Air base specs. But since the MacBook Air is an SSD, it's more reliable. It's faster, though you get less storage space, so it's a trade-off. A few things I did note about the Aspire S3. First and foremost, I saw the arrow keys. They are darn small. The keys are smaller than my pinky, the width of my pinky. So if you're going to use the arrow keys, it might get a bit troublesome to actually use. Something I would consider, because I personally use the arrow keys quite a bit. The next thing, the trackpad. It's nice that it has multi-touch. You can do two-finger scrolling, but I found it cannot do horizontal scrolling. I find that is very prevalent in a lot of the Acer multi-touch trackpads. I'm not too sure the other brands, but I guess this is where, like, for Apple machines, they have good integration. You can do vertical, horizontal, diagonal scrolling with just two fingers on the trackpad. This is not the case with the S3 Ultrabook, so it's more probably more of a Windows issue, but I guess it's something the manufacturers should just try to tweak up. Also, the mouse pad has no buttons, but you can actually press on the bottom, the lower part of the trackpad, on the left for a left click and the right for a right click. But it was pretty hard to actually press the buttons. So yeah, it's not exactly ideal, I would think. And I think it comes back to it's hard for me to recommend this because of the it's not much of a price differential, and there are some things that don't make it a great user experience, I would have to say. But either all in all, I'm interested to see what these Ultrabooks bring. Thin and light laptops, very decent performance, very decent battery life, and it's probably going to be my next laptop. So with that, I hope you guys enjoy this. If you're interested to take a look at the Ultrabook, take a drop by Netcom in the mall. There's probably in the other branches as well, and probably in other Acer distributors here in Brunei. So with that, that's Tim signing off.